Reducing heart failures in the U.S. could save millions of people. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Gerdes, professor of biomedical sciences at the New York Institute of Technology, delves into a new treatment that could help us live longer and better lives.
More than 5 million Americans suffer from heart failure, a condition that occurs when the heart can't pump enough oxygen and blood through the body to support other organs. The American Heart Association reports that about half of people who develop heart failure die within 5 years of the diagnosis. This syndrome costs our nation an estimated $32 billion annually. In the past few years, a series of animal studies have shown that heart health can improve with low doses of thyroid hormones. It's very likely such improvements will occur in human hearts too, but we need clinical trials to provide clear evidence. The animal studies are a crucial foundation on which to build. In the latest study, we administered thyroid hormones to aging female rats with high blood pressure. High blood pressure is a major contributor to a form of heart failure that affects the way the heart relaxes between contractions. About half of human patients with heart failure suffer this condition. In our study, the rat's heart health improved despite the continued presence of severe hypertension. Depressed thyroid hormone levels in the rats' hearts were restored to normal. Their hearts also didn't accumulate scar tissue. This is a critical result of high blood pressure, and heart function was enhanced. We've done similar studies showing links between improvements in thyroid hormone levels and heart health in other rat and mouse studies. Unfortunately, medical opinion on thyroid treatment for human patients with heart disease is largely shaped by outdated studies that use toxic doses of thyroid hormones. Our animal studies show the effect of safe doses. Human clinical trials with similar safe treatments and monitoring programs may lead to advances in heart failure treatment and savings in healthcare costs.
That was Martin Gerdes of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Just here.